Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and you are our loyal audience, and we appreciate you. We're on the same team. Together, we're trying to preserve what we have left and regain our lost sovereignty. And I think we all agree with that statement. But I think the biggest threat to our sovereignty, other than being conquered by a foreign military power, is the implementation of CBDC. And I've got some bad news for you. And it could fit under this label. What was coming is no longer coming. It's already here. We're going to walk you through that right here on the show. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. You can shield yourself to a large extent by getting outside the system as much as you can. This is why people get gold. This is why the banks have gold. They know they're in trouble. This is why the wealthy are acquiring gold as fast as they can get it. The price is skyrocketing, but it's not even begun to see where it's going to end up going. I'm reading $50,000 an ounce. Oh, you laugh? Excuse me. When it was $800 an ounce, people said it's going to hit 4 to 5,000. Well, right now it's over four. Okay, it's going to happen because the dollar's in trouble. People know CBDC is coming and they don't want any part of it. And the big boys are getting into it. And as the old saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, get your gold. Noble Gold can help you with this. Now, I got to give you a disclaimer. Any investment carries a risk. I'm happy to tell you, I have been a customer of Noble Gold for over 8 years, and I've been an advertiser for over nine. It's time. It's time you made this move right now before it's too late. If you're, by the way, Dodd-Frank 2010, they can keep your stuff. If you have retirement associated with the bank, pensions, all gone. All gone. You didn't read a history book when it was 1929 in your history class that day. Maybe your teacher didn't understand it. I find that a lot when I have taught various classes and I go back and I review historical facts. Students look at me, ooh, and you know they had the curriculum. Okay, I'm here to educate you. It's the time to do it right now while you still can. 877 646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. All right, we have I've created a mini fact sheet here that I'm going to read from. And we've been warning about the coming CBDC and what it means. And by the way, you're tied into it now. January 1st, real ID or no ID? By the way, it's illegal. The feds cannot mandate a national ID, but they are. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. This is under the purview of the 10th Amendment with the states. So they're already breaking the law to financially enslave you, tie you, your digital ID, to your soon-to-be digital currency. Oh, not soon to be. Remember, what was coming is no longer coming. It's already here. Let's get into it. It's called FedNow. And I talked about it with great concern when it came out. I said, be careful of Greeks bearing gifts, to coin the old phrase, because you may get convenience overnight payments. No, immediate payments. Don't have to wait till Monday to cash your check. Cash it right away. FedNow, it's convenient. That was the disguise. That was the wrapping over the box of horse crap that we were given. And what we were given was the promise of, oh, you got 40,000 ATMs you can use immediately. Yeah, here's the problem. All bank transfers first go through the Federal Reserve. They're already building an algorithm on you. So when you try to deceive their criminal system that's coming, the satanic mark of the beast, if you will, they will already know what your patterns are. When you deviate, we're here to talk to you about your finances. Open up. The day's coming. Again, no. The day is here right now. Let me go through some details here. This crime against the American people started when Nixon took us off the gold standard completely. Completely. I don't know how he thought he had the authority to do it. Where was the Chicken Liver Congress? Exactly. Remember, we were already fighting an illegal war in Vietnam at that point. All right, now we look at Dodd-Frank 2010. After the last crash in 2008, total fraud, subprime mortgages, all that crap, all that nonsense, didn't have a job, could buy a house, and everything collapsed. Yeah, okay. Oh, gee, we're the billionaires that made trillions, but now that we're losing our backsides, you have to bail us out. So if capitalism on the way in, and it was socialism, our problem on the way out. And then we got Dodd-Frank 2010, and you hear me talk about it with Noble Gold all the time, because what Dodd-Frank says is the banks can keep your money. Now they don't now, because the fractional reserve banking, they get to loan out $9 approximately for every dollar that you deposit. Fractional reserve banking. What a bunch of horse crap. If you did that in your life, you'd be going to prison for fraud or counterfeiting. Choose your crime. But either way, you'd go to prison. They do it. It's just like insider trading with Congress, right? You do insider trading, you go to prison. They do it, you become Nancy Pelosi. It's that simple. Now we have a totally two-tiered criminal money system right now. And we're seeing, as I unveil this, why the rich are clearly going to gold. And then there's some crypto involved too. Now, crypto's on a big dip right now, but with crypto, what we know, the farther the fall, the bigger the rebound. And stay tuned, because we're going to cover crypto sometime this week in a later segment. All right, now, if we're going to have a crisis that'll fully bring CBDC in, it's never going to be done all at once. It's being done progressively. Here's how they did it in the first step. When they brought in FedNow, every transaction does not go bank to bank. It goes bank to Federal Reserve to bank. That's how they build the algorithm on you. This is how they get your pattern. And eventually, this is how they're going to get your money. And they're going to digitize everything in a collapsed dollar. And I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure out that will be the crisis. We're $38 trillion in debt. We're fiat currency. 50 nations plus now are in the BRICS, which are using gold-backed currencies, or strictly gold themselves. We can't compete with that any longer. I remember the old phrase, sound as a dollar. That was from the 60s. There's nothing sound about the dollar today. It's on its way to its death spiral. And it will happen in a weekend. You'll go to bed on a Friday night and wake up Monday and realize everything has changed. Is it Friday yet? Well, we're getting there. Now, let's talk about a couple more things here. The fine print in your contracts with the banks allow them to do what they're doing. Bank to Federal Reserve to bank. You've also given them permission to digitize your dollars. That's right. See, but they can't digitize the gold that you hold. That's a fact. All right, continuing on. The CBDC is really contained in the fine print, as I mentioned. So what we end up getting is what they're going to call emergency control to fix a crisis. It's a disguised bail-in. It's the same crap we went through in 2009 when the Secretary of the Treasury, former CEO of Goldman Sachs, Hank Paulson, went before Congress and said, if you don't bail us out, there's going to be tanks in the street. Well, maybe there should have been, Hank, because now we're back doing the same bull crap that we did then, 16 years later, and we're right back where we started. The movie The Big Short, I can't mention this enough. In 2014, they said, well, here's what happened, right? And, oh, by the way, at the end of the movie, shh, it's happening again. It started back then. They went back to their old tricks, Ponzi schemes, money games, and this is what's being played. And now we're going to have to bail them out. Only now, that'll be the excuse to go to digital. Now, once they have you in digital, there's no reversal. It's game over. And we're right there right now. You've given them permission. All they need is the preemptive crisis to where we won't rise up with the pitchforks and go, hell no. And then we're going to wake up and realize, oh my gosh, I can't buy this much meat. or I can't buy any meat. Oh, I can buy synthetic meat sold by our friend named Bill, but I can't have dairy. I can't have savings beyond 30 days or they'll spend it for me. They're already implementing this in writing in the European Union, and it's coming here, folks, because it's coming out of the Bank of International Settlements that controls all national banks, including our Federal Reserve. Guess what? Our Federal Reserve gave you the first phase of CBDC. They didn't do it on their own. This came from the Bank of International Settlement, the same group that's controlling what the European Union's doing to its citizens. And then they're going to have a naughty and nice score, just like they do in China. We showed them how to do it technologically. So if you say or do something they don't like, well, we'll just take your money, or we'll fine you, or we'll come and get you. This is oligarchical control over government. This is, you may have a Congress, you may have a president, but at the end of the day, you don't have sovereign control of your government. We already tried this with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. And I've mentioned this before. Now, in context, maybe you'll see why it's so important. Obama got this passed. It was disguised as a free trade agreement with mostly Pacific Rim nations and the United States. But there was a provision in there that in all matters of controversy, a 22 business person panel will have complete control over the U.S. government, over Congress, the Supreme Court rulings, executive actions by the president. And do you remember that they could only have one congressman, the rhino, the consummate rhino, Paul Ryan? He was the only one allowed to look at the Trans-Pacific Partnership, to TPP, and recommend up or down, and he recommended up. Congress wasn't even allowed to read the vote for the material they were voting on. It's the old classic Nancy Pelosi, gee, we have to pass it to see what's in it. We thought that was moronic. Well, that's exactly what we did. Now, fortunately, someone came along by the name of Donald Trump and immediately killed the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's back, and it's called CBDC Phase One. And the transition between Phase One and final implementation will be some type of crisis that, hey, we're fixing it. We're here for you. We're going to keep you safe. It's going to be okay. Just trust us. Have we ever let you down before? And you'll wake up to a digital prison. And this is where we're at. Phase One is done. And there aren't that many people talking about it. There's some. I mean, when I rotate through economic circles and I bring it up, this is why I'm doing crypto. This is why I'm doing gold. This is why blah, 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 blah. I'm just saying this right now. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com or call 877-646-5347. Get the hell out of the system as much as you can for as long as you can. Where do I think this is headed? Well, being a Christian, it's hard for me not to think of 666. Do I have any direct proof it's going there? No, but isn't that the next logical set of steps when you read the Bible? This has all been foretold, people. We're just actors in a play. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Make sure you sign up for our TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv, where we have our hip series, Hiding in Plain Sight. Really cool stuff. Kind of fun, exciting, not so dramatic like this. This is very dramatic, I admit. And we do some things like repressed technology, mysteries of the mind, and people say it's kind of like the old Art Bell show. There's some crossover there. I agree. And I enjoy it. And if you look at my friend John B. Wells over on Caravan to Midnight with his great show, he does some crossover with that too. And it's fascinating. And of course, oh, that's right. He was on Coast to Coast until they got rid of him because he offended the main host's ego because his weekend ratings were better than the weekday ratings. Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, the more things change, the more they stay the same. What was coming is no longer coming. It's here. Good luck to all of us.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we have a very, very disturbing report. Maybe there's a way to look at this optimistically. And if there is, please share with me. I need someone to brighten my day. I appreciate you doing that. Hear a little hitch in my voice here. It's allergy season. But I'll tell you, I minimize it because I don't have to go on meds. I don't have to worry about strip lung linings anymore with RSV. This is why. Exhibit one, the spray boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. If your body starts to hurt and ache, rub this on the affected area and you'll get the same result I got. Return to functioning I hadn't done in 25 years. Skin cream, wrinkles, fine lines, cuts, and abrasions. This is your ticket. This is the three pack and it's 15% off when you order all three together. What do? You go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, listen up. Listen up. The best science fiction movie ever made overshadows what I'm going to share with you from leaked, previously hidden NASA documents. NASA stands for Never a Straight Answer. And you're going to see why that statement has been true for time immemorial. In fact, I'll quote the Brookings Report that became NASA's opening charter. If we discover that the bad guys are out there, or there's aliens, ETs, or we've been out there before, we have to cover it up. Society will fall apart. People can't know. Hide it all you can. Well, they tried to hide something very serious. We're going to unveil that right here. And I got to tell you, I was sitting on this story 3 days ago with 4 days ago with Voyager. I didn't know how to handle it because it was so bizarre. Now it makes perfect sense that the NASA documents have been leaked. Okay, here we go. The best science fiction movie of all time. The Day the Earth Stood Still, early 1950s. And Michael Rennie played an alien figure with his robot Gort that came to Earth to deliver a warning. And the warning was to the leaders of the Earth. He said, "We don't care about your internal squabbles. How you run your planet is your business. But when you take these sophisticated weapons that you've developed and your warlike ways and go out into the universe, we have robots like this, Gort, that we have given complete control over you, over us. And they will move towards any aggression and they will turn your planet into a burned out cinder." That's a quote. It was unbelievably ahead of its time. Okay, now we've got something that seems to parallel. Walk with me through this journey. I had discovered that some of the mystery messages coming out of Voyager were too bizarre. The scientists, and I mentioned this earlier in an earlier broadcast, they put quantum AI into analyzing some of the strange things that were coming out of Voyager, which is now in interstellar space, way beyond the solar system. In fact, I left our solar system 13 years ago. It started transmitting data that made no sense. And then we found there were, from the quantum AI analysis, Voyager's moving and there's a blackout. Then there's transmission. Then there's a blackout. There was a parallel to Voyager. And it transmitted a geomagnetic message that was in microseconds. And NASA's looking at this and what the heck is this? Enter Oumuamua. You see it depicted in the background. It arrived to Earth orbit through an unconventional manner. Didn't ease in. It just came in, whoop, just arrived like you would drive a car. Distance between two points, straight line, didn't follow elliptical orbit patterns or anything. And there it was. And then all of a sudden, a message happened. Now it's been emitting messages every 13 seconds. We now know what this is. I'll get to that in a minute. But the message was a microsecond magnetic transference of prime number codes to the Earth's magnetosphere. Was that a mouthful? As we know now, the exact same time of the first transmission of this from Voyager matches exactly what this device, and it's a device, is doing in Earth orbit. Now, scientists were arguing, speculating, and this has come out in the leaked documents, but there's a prevailing theory now, the veil theory. Remember Michael Rennie, the actor's statement in The Day the Earth Stood Still? We don't care what you do here, but if you go out there and do the same thing you're doing here, we'll turn your planet into a burned out cinder. This appears to be the message. The every 13-second message is they're transmitting information about us to somewhere. We're not looking for them. They have found us. Now, for the longest time, I thought this congressional disclosure and all this stuff, I thought it was setting up Project Bluebeam, fake alien attack, done by high-tech AI technology, making the planet feel like, hey, we're under attack. We got to band together, one government. Oh, that's the objective. That's what I thought it was, Project Bluebeam. I even said something about it yesterday. It still could be, but I'll tell you what I know it is. We're being watched, and there's a judgment that at some point is going to be passed upon us. We have crossed the veil of technological development. On this planet, in the movie One, or excuse me, The Day the Earth Stood Still, as long as wars were fought with sticks and stones, didn't matter how many people died, as long as you stayed here on the Earth. But the minute you threaten space, that's a horse of a different color. And this is what I believe we see here. We've crossed that veil, the name of the theory, of technology, AI, quantum physics. Now, let me tell you all of the collaborating devices that confirm what I'm telling you about absorbing data for magnetosphere where all our signals would go. Hubble. Now, this information I'm talking about right now is from James Webb. James Webb, 6 months ago, actually spotted a Oumuamua going around Saturn. It was covered up. It was headed here. We have awakened a surveillance system that goes interstellar out beyond our solar system and affected Voyager in the same exact manner as we've just seen this latest message transmission. That means we've awakened a security surveillance blanket that's protective of some kind of technology that might pose a threat. This is the prevailing thinking among NASA scientists. And we've had a scientist connected to NASA work that has broken ranks and is saying, I'm talking. This is the veil theory. This is what we believe is true. We think we're being watched. Now, let's go over to the congressional hearings for a minute, where what we used to laugh at, by the way, Commander Farber, the tic-tac thing, right? That would have ruined his career 20 years ago. He would just, I saw something, don't know what it was. I just want to do my job. Thank you very much. Instead, he was permitted to go on conferences. A good friend of mine sponsored a UFO conference in Phoenix. I went with my former news director, Eddie DeRiso. We sat front right there and saw Commander Farber and his navigator tell an amazing story of UFO interaction. Boy, is this interesting. Your government's prepping you for something big. And let's just assume that we don't pass the smell test. We have too many Putins or mullahs from Iran that want war, or Netanyahu and his rampages. Not that justification wasn't there at some point, But I think most people agree he's kind of gone over the edge. Maybe not kind of, maybe a lot, depending on your perspective. But is this telling them out there, we have the technology and we're out there. And we have very dangerous technology that will soon outpace our ability to control it, AI. People are scared. What I'm getting is NASA scientists are scared to death. Hence the prep to bring us up to alien disclosure, because we don't know what we're going to be dealing with. Now, I'm going to come back and do another segment. If they put their sights on us and they determine that we are a threat, what would likely happen? And we have enough information to really accurately answer this question in a range of a couple of possibilities. Stay tuned. This is about to get really, really interesting. Oh, by the way, you might have heard my presentation today on yournews.com, the new media that's going to dwarf everything 18 months from completion. But it's going to be gathering up steam in between now and then. We're going to see a lot of news releases there about this. You're seeing none of this in the mainstream media. Zippo, nada, nothing. And I've had a couple of contacts that I've had, a couple connected to the government, actually more than a couple, that are well aware of what I'm telling you. Some of them have even gone further. I think what I've given you is completely believable because these signals have been intercepted. They've been looked at. We respond. There's no response to our response, which means it's total observation. The 13-second pulse going out, it's what we are. It's what we are. They have found us. And now they're determining a range of things that I'm going to talk about in the next presentation. What's likely to happen? Look forward to your comments. This is huge. This is the story of the millennia. And I don't think there's any doubt that what I'm telling you is accurate. And NASA doesn't know how to handle it. That's why they tried to cover it up. And NASA scientists are saying, we're not going to let you. Now, you won't see this on mainstream programs. I'm going to cover it as people come forward and contact me. I bet my bottom dollar that John B. Wells will be too. I can't speak for a show, but this is the kind of thing that John has jumped into before. And if he thinks something's credible, he'll run it. I think Paul Preston, even though he's almost totally geopolitical, may have to look at this. How it fits into the Bible? I'm working on that. In fact, I would imagine Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor, now ordained. I think we're going to have to do a show on this. Anyway, check us out, thecommonsenseshow.tv, for the very best in investigative reporting with our HIP series. Now, ordinarily, we would have just run this over there, but this is too important to make it that exclusive. But subsequent major follow-ups will be just there. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Go there today and sign up. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. An interesting show for you today. We at The Common Sense Show are in search of some new things, and we're going to explain that to you and what that means, because the old things are old and we've exposed it and we don't need to go back to it. We're going to tell you what that means right here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, we're brought to you by something that everyone in America should be on, the NanoSoma liquid spray. This product saved my life, literally. Didn't cure anything. It raised my immune system up to such a level that I was like taking on everything. And even other maladies that I had going on showed
significant improvement, sometimes total erasure. This product is absolutely amazing. And they tell you all about it at iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Everyone in America should be on this product, and we'd see significant progress in how we feel. We would cut our medical bills. I know I did. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I need some new conspiracy theories. And I don't even have time to go through all the ones that were, though, that's a conspiracy theory. We've been there and we've demonstrated. And I just wanted to give you a small snapshot of what I'm talking about. And some things we can't even talk about in public without being censored. So we'll ignore the real controversial ones and we'll just stick with what we know to be true. I just made a partial list, sat down in 5 minutes, started sketching it out. Let me start with the term conspiracy theory. 1967, some people say it was the FBI. No, it was the CIA. And they were trying to cover their tracks on the crappy Warren Commission report, which is a stellar production compared to the Charlie Kirk investigation. And they were telling us that, well, no, if you are a conspiracy theorist, there's something wrong with you. You must be mentally ill if you believe that two bad people could ever get together and do anything wrong. I'm thinking, did they ever watch an old Western movie where two guys robbed a bank? Or two guys mug someone in an alley? Or two guys conspired to rip other people off? I guess that just was imagination. Science fiction, perhaps. A reality from a parallel universe. And we swallowed this horse crap for how long? Let's just start with the obvious one. JFK, been there, done that, through with it, know who did it, know why it was done. We know the five major reasons and the four supplemental reasons. Easy. RFK Jr., even the, well, okay, even the experts, so-called experts, the people who performed autopsies, they didn't believe it either. Martin Luther King, protected by the FBI with 11 agents on one day. They take him off the case. The next day, he's shot, leaving his hotel room. Nothing to see here, folks. Just a coincidence. We're all coincidence theorists here. The Gulf of Tonkin event that's been disproven by satellite imagery, Air America and Central America and all that went on with that. The controversy that's now coming out. I mean, this is even in the mainstream media now. I was shocked. Some things about 9/11, and we haven't got our chance to sink our teeth into that too much. It's a long time event, 24 years ago, and we're really on to things like Charlie that are more current. But I will stop and revisit that. But I couldn't believe what we're seeing in the mainstream media. They even acknowledged it. Weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. I'm sitting at a NBA basketball game with my wife, and they stopped the game after the first quarter. I don't want to see a nuclear cloud over an American city. So we are invading Iraq. Where were Scott Ritter? He'll tell you. Where were the weapons of mass destruction? Unless you count hand grenades, mortars, and tanks, they didn't find any. But that was the pretext for war that took 5,000 American lives and what, about 2 million Iraqis. Terrible. Destabilize the region. The 2008 meltdown. Yeah. By 2014, when the movie The Big Short came out, we kind of got the idea about subprime mortgages. Before that, the American people were, this is just the ebb and flow of the cycle. Sometimes bad things happen, but we got to bail them out, or we'll have tanks in the street and revolution is what Hank Paulson told Congress. I can't believe the American people went along with it. They took the risk. They made billions of dollars on Wall Street. And when their Ponzi schemes failed, you got stuck with the bill. Oh, but that was a conspiracy theory. The Big Short was a conspiracy theory. And I remember at the end of the movie, they said, and it's starting to happen again. Well, here we are. Here we are. getting into Vietnam. We all know that story too. We can even go way back in history and talk about Pearl Harbor. Japanese fleet sighted three times, and two-man submarine from the Japanese fleet were sunk. And two-man submarines don't sail from Tokyo, and they're launched in the nearby vicinity by a larger craft, usually a battleship or a destroyer. And they found the two-man sub that the Navy said never existed in the 1980s. Yeah, I could go on and on, but you get that. And then let's not forget about Bay of Pigs, right? Even President Kennedy was hoodwinked on that one by Alan Dulles of the CIA. And then we turn our attention to some things like red dye number two, processed foods. Oh, they're good for you. Well, right now, every doctor that's worth their salt is telling people to avoid these things. They're linked to all kinds of bad stuff. And then, of course, we get down to Charlie Kirk, the latest major one, but not the only one. Oh, gosh, let me not forget the Epstein files. We've been talking about Epstein here for a long time. And all of a sudden now it has credibility and got into Congress, and both houses passed the resolution that we're going to release the files. Oh, but there's a caveat to continue the cover-up if there's something about national security. The catch-all safety valve right there. Oh, this is about so-and-so from what country? Oh, we can't disclose that. That's national security. Yeah, the BS continues. We need some new conspiracy theories because the old ones have been proven to be true, and it's getting kind of repetitive to talk about them. Although the one with Charlie and the new scams coming out of Wall Street, asset managers, private equity, and all that's going on there, that's the new wave. Oh, and by the way, CBDCs, conspiracy theory. Oh, really? No, it wasn't. And we're going to talk about that today and how its reality and phase one of CBDC has already been cast upon us. You heard me correctly. And the proof is in the facts. The facts that have already been published and discussed. All we got to do is connect a few dots. Give me some new ones, please. Because I'm getting bored with the old ones because this, with a small group I gave you here, multiply it times about 100. Yeah, exactly. Let's face facts, okay? Face facts. Every government throughout history has lied to its citizens for its own protection or own objectives. Always. But I have to hand it to the CIA. They were the first ones to brilliantly sit down and said, let's equate a conspiracy notion, an allegation with mental illness. And you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, I think it's a lot better than being a dumbass coincidence theorist, don't you? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. He has lost his mind. And you're saying, who's he? Well, we're going to tell you that here on the Common Sense Show. This guy is attacking anything that moves that doesn't agree with him. And I'm thinking, you're supposed to be a proponent of free speech? This is very disturbing. And I'm really disappointed in the individual because at one time I thought he had his priorities in the right place. His true priorities and perhaps his wallet is showing through. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by Ageless Multicollagen from BioTrust that actually does research on their products and publishes it on their website. Now, all you got to do to see that research is go to healthwithdave.com. Now, why collagen? Collagen, well, it helps your nails, your hair health, your joint health, your energy level. By the time you're middle age, you've lost half of it, and most collagen products do not work. This one does. It's the five-in-one approach, crosses the blood-brain barrier, and begins to affect the loss of collagen by replacing it. People absolutely love it. All you do is mix the powder in your favorite drink, stir it up, and away you go. It's odorless, it's tasteless, but it's effective. Now, they've done a couple of things here that I think make this offer really attractive. One, this is really good, 53% off. Two, 60-day money-back guarantee, more than enough time to evaluate whether or not this product is going to work for you, and it will. So how do you get it? Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Mark Levin. I heard, I was driving the radio the other day, and I just flipped on Fox News, and Mark Levin was interviewing some lady from the Parent Coalition of something. She was really good. And Mark facilitated a very, very good interview. And I'm thinking, that's the Mark Levin I liked. Wrote the book, Marxism, fantastic book that really laid out what it is. But of recent, he's gone ballistic on anyone who would dare to criticize Israel. Mark, I want you to hear one thing very clearly, okay? I'm a Christian, and my salvation is owed to the resurrection resulting from the crucifixion and my confession and my belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. That's how I get to heaven. Not worshiping the state of Israel and acquiescing to their every whim and desire. I have no obligation whatsoever to support a foreign government, except maybe in self-defense. But we're sending them $3.4 billion in military aid a year. I and others want to see this cut back. Now, when you say that, Mark Levin's likely to call you a bastard, because that's what he called Tucker Carlson. And he's criticizing everyone that won't bend the knee to Israel on every separate issue. I don't think so, Mark. I don't think so. It's America first. Actually, it's God first, family, and then America, and then Israel down the line. Do I think we should protect Israel from invasion? I think the threat of our action would really keep that from happening. And the answer is yes. But should we support the foreign policy imperialistic notions and their brutal methods for enforcing that? No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. We have homeless to feed. We have roads to repair. Our infrastructure is in total chaos. Thank you, Pothole Pete. But we have unmet needs. In Israel, as I've said before, they have free health care, free college. Our people don't have that, so why are we giving them $3.4 billion? Now, Mark Levin is likely to lump me into his hatred of Tucker Carlson, who's called for his deplatforming, deplatform Bannon, Megyn Kelly. Anyone that doesn't say, oh, it's our duty to serve Israel each and every time. I don't think so, Mark. You've lost your mind. He goes off onto rages about this. Now, we know that Israel is paying influencers, and Netanyahu's on tape saying this, he admits it, about $11,000 per post to promote the pro-Israeli line. Okay, that's fine. How much are you getting, Mark? Because you're acting like a rabid fool that's bought and paid for. Because on every other issue, you're rational. You make sense. And I agree with you on almost everything you have said, except on this issue. He started off by talking about banishing Tucker, Kelly, and Bannon. And he said, let me see if I get this right. The Sumerians couldn't exterminate the Jews, get rid of them. The Romans couldn't. The Babylonians couldn't. Hitler couldn't. And we survived. I know. That's commendable. It's notable. Resilient people, not getting any argument. He's saying, and we'll survive this too, meaning Tucker, Kelly, Bannon, and people like me that aren't going to bend the knee to Israel at every whim that they have. Mark, honestly, if you feel this strongly, tell us where you get the money from and then move to Israel. Seriously, because that's obviously your country of allegiance. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Take you back in time. Space Odyssey. Remember 2001 Space Odyssey? Do you remember that? Yeah, I was a kid. And I didn't fully understand the movie when I saw it until I saw it again as an adult. And I was then, when I saw it again, on a rerun, I was thinking to myself, Dave, could this really happen? What I was viewing was AI gone, it was run amok. That's what I was viewing. And I didn't really have the knowledge to understand it because AI didn't exist except in the mind of science fiction creators. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. I can't do that, Dave. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. I can't do that, Dave. We are to the point where it's soon going to be open the pod bay doors. That's right. And who's Hal? Well, we're going to tell you right after the break. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are brought to you by the good people at Magic Die Call that bring us the Nanosoma products. And you know, I've talked endlessly for the last year and a half about what they've done for me. You get three bottles on the starter pack of the Nanosoma liquid spray. This brought me back from death's doorstep. Nothing else was working. Got through the pneumonia, but the strip lung linings, oh, sorry, Dave, at your age, are not coming back. Well, they're back in force, and I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. And the spray is the big thing. If I had to pick one thing for people to be on and nothing else, it would be that. But then you're working out and you're getting bone on bone, you're going to limit your progress. And that happened to me. And my friend Scotty Sachs says, Dave, I use this myself. Rub the gel on your joint. How long will it take? Well, it varies. Well, for me, it took a little over 2 months, and I no longer have bone on bone joint pain. I'm able to do what I want with my legs because it was my knees that were the problem. And then finally, you have the skin cream, fine lines and wrinkles, but you saw me use it for my finger. I probably needed about four stitches, and I put the cream on it, wrapped it up every day. 2 weeks later, look, no scar. It was perfectly fine. Together, you get 15% off of the starter pack. Everyone should be equipped with this, particularly what AI is doing with denials of medical care. Oh, we're going to be talking about that as well. How do you get yours? Well, you go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com slash Dave Hodges. Well, that was interesting. We have a problem. And the problem's called Palantir. And the problem goes beyond Palantir because big tech has captured the Trump administration. And they're working in ways that are not in your best interest. That's right. Palantir. And they have their technology offshoots into flock cameras. And we know that 4,000 police departments are using those, and they've been misused. They track political enemies. They track ex-girlfriends for stalking purposes. I mean, we just, yeah, exactly this. And every move you make, every breath you take, they'll be stalking you. And the Palantir technology is next to none. And I got to tell you, the evil empire is being run by Alex Karp. You look at him talk about what they're capable of doing, and he is gleeful, violating your privacy, threatening lives, mostly in foreign countries, but who knows about here? And he's gleeful. In fact, he uses a term in here. Let me find the term in my notes. It's called the kill chain. Locate, target, eliminate. It's actually a military term. Three phases. That's the kill chain. Palantir is the master at this. You're saying, well, what form does it take? Primarily, it would take drone form, but it's not limited to that, people. I'm telling you, this technology is going beyond control. It makes the science fiction of 20 years ago look like primitive technology. It's absolutely incredible. But anyway, out of the PayPal mafia, as it's quote been called, not my term, Peter Thiel arose from the ashes, so to speak. And he formed Palantir, and he brought in Alex Karp, his roommate from college. Alex is brilliant. But you know what he majored in his graduate studies? Social change. And boy, do they apply it there. This obviously has marketing implications, but it goes a lot farther than marketing. By the way, do you know how Palantir got his name? Are you familiar with Lord of the Rings, where the Palantir stone could predict the future, could do remote viewing through the stone? You could see from to far away places. What an appropriate name. If a company's name was ever applicable to its mission, it would be Palantir. Palantir cannot, well, let me put it this way. I saw an interview where Alex Karp, when I was preparing for this story, Alex Karp was asked in an interview, can you talk about the kill zone? He goes, well, the lawyers say I'm not supposed to. And then he started gleefully saying, but if I could, I would be telling you it's about targeting people with the kill zone three-part phase that I just mentioned. And this guy was jumping for joy. Palantir's stock has gone up, oh God, what was it, 2,000% in the last 3 years? It's because the government is using your tax money to pay them to spy on you. Predictive policing, The Matrix, Tom Cruise, the movie, it's no longer fiction, people. Every move you make when you go out, all the cameras are linked in. Do you think your ring bell, your doorbell ring is safe? It's just telling you who's at your door. Think again. How about OnStar system? How about other elements of your car? How about your TV set? We know that TVs can spy on you. Quote the smart TVs. Where do you think the technology comes from? Tracks you from the moment you leave your house after it's been tracking you in your house to where you're going. I suppose it's a way to make people behave. You know, instead of thinking God's watching, well, Palantir's watching. It's invasive. It's illegal. And your government is the biggest customer and making them money hand over fist with your money designed to lessen your life. Now, let's carry this out to its logical extreme, much like you would see a science fiction movie do. Where could this end up? Why do they need all this data on everybody? Well, one thing I've been reporting for years, an NSA insider, and this has been reported in other sources now, they do a threat matrix score on you based on data aggregation, 16 scales, and then you finally get a cumulative score, and it tells you what your threat is to the ruling class, the people running the things in the government, or who the government's running things for, probably is more accurate to say. And we don't know the details, but you would assume with all that money going into it with the NSA, there's a cutoff line. What does it mean if you're below the cutoff line? Well, all I got to say is Palantir type technology found Osama bin Laden. You can run, but you can't hide. And combined with what we talked about in a previous segment, the energy crisis, and the life-threatening aspects of that, depending on where you live and how severe the problem is. But do you see maybe why the elite are building bunkers like there's no tomorrow? Then you can start getting into scenarios like drone wars, search and destroy missions. I mean, I said we'd go to the science fiction, but is it really science fiction? I think we have to really, really pull back the reins. Twice in the last 5 years, thousands of scientists have come forward and said we need limits on AI. And right now, it's the Wild West. There's no guardrails. Anything, anytime, and who would know? How do you investigate something that can cover itself up? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.